Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Feel less important as you get older, don't you? You start to slide away. But I looked it up on AI. AI is always right. The majority of people are my age and above. Why are we ignoring the majority? Everything, comedy particularly, obsesses about people 18 to 24. Nothing against these morons, but you know, they eat kebabs out of trays. If you're 18 to 24, you represent 8% of the population. You're in the minority. And people my age don't care about minorities. Yes, that's how we're dismissed, isn't it? Racists who drink tea. Older people who voted Brexit or vote Reform. You can't dismiss these voters if you want to understand society. Just like the US, you can't dismiss the majority of voters who voted for Trump. They're not morons who run around fields with poo on the end of sticks. Not most of them anyway. If you're 65 and older, 70% of people vote Conservative or Reform. 60% voted for Brexit. No one talks about the majority, do they? Listens to them, understands them. So why did the majority of older people vote for Brexit? I'll answer that. Maybe it's because they just want things back to how they were when they were kids. When they were happiest. Is that so wrong? When they were kids with good old British tea. Good old British kebabs. We just see the world getting worse every day and we think, what's the alternative? Going to find any answers on a comedy podcast.